For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The chief medical officer, Dr. John Lee, reports 406 people have received the COVID-19 vaccine and a further 490 COVID-19 tests have been carried out since this was last reported on Tuesday, January 12, 2021. Five were positive asymptomatic travelers and 3,525 have been vaccinated. The number of people in isolation either at a government facility or in their homes, as required by the medical officer of health, is 1,187. The chief medical officer, Dr. John Lee, reports a sample was reported positive for SARS-CoV-2 yesterday at the doctor's hospital with a very weak positive result. The result was taken from someone in the community who was being screened as part of the ongoing program. This person and all in the household are asymptomatic. This person and members of the household traveled from the UK some weeks ago and went through the normal quarantine and screening process with no problems. Further samples have been taken from the individual and the household today, which have returned negative results. In the interest of caution, the household will be isolated and monitored by public health with further testing over the next few days. Eight people are being honored with new admissions to the Order of the Cayman Islands. In his role as Chancellor of the Order, Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin says Heather Bodden, Dr. Gerald Smith, John Edward Ebanks, and Nurse Shirlene Henriquez have been awarded the designation Officers of the Order. Those honored as members of the Order include Susie Soto, Reba Dilbert, Pastor Randall Von Cannell, and Dr. Delroy Jefferson.
They will all receive their awards at the National Heroes Day ceremony later this month. I congratulate all of the recipients and I thank them for their excellent contributions on behalf of the Cayman Islands and the Caymanian people.
This year will feature three National Heroes Day celebration events honoring Cayman's seafaring heritage. Cayman Brac and Little Caymans will be on January 23rd. At Pedro St. James for those from Boden Town, East End and North Side on the 24th, and on January 25th in Georgetown for honorees from Georgetown and West Bay. Government will also announce a calendar of events to celebrate Caymanian seafaring through the remainder of the year. The National Trust is, quote, deeply saddened by the destruction of the turtle crawl in Cayman Brac, a place where turtles were kept by Cayman Brac turtlers and was considered a natural wild habitat. In a Facebook post, the Trust said turtle crawl was a, quote, piece of Caymanian history beloved by many that has now been lost. The area has reportedly been filled over. Cayman's Healthy Reefs campaign, hosted by the Central Caribbean Marine Institute, moves into the new year, this time under the theme Healthy Reefs Now. CCMI's Robin Larkin tells Radio Cayman efforts this year will promote advocacy for coral reefs within the local and international community through outreach and education, while local researchers continue to monitor the health of Cayman's coral reefs as part of a long-term monitoring effort.
The data collected from these efforts provide the scientific evidence on which we base our advocacy and which directs our research to better protect and restore coral reefs.
You can join CCMI this year by following their social media sites to learn about upcoming events and the latest information on their ongoing research projects at the Little Cayman Research Center. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Danielle Yawowiecka. There's tight security in the Ugandan capital Kampala as the counting of votes in the presidential election gets underway. The main opposition candidate, Bobby Wine, has urged his supporters to monitor the count and has said they'll take to the streets if they believe the election has been stolen. But the incumbent, Yoweri Museveni, has said he's confident of victory. There's been a sharp rise in US unemployment as the resurgence of coronavirus hits companies with more than 180,000 new benefit claims. Economists are bracing for additional job losses in the coming weeks. BBC News.